Blog Talk Radio.
My anaconda don't, my anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
A boy toy named Troy used to live in Detroit.
What the heck, and just downright, what's up with that kind of stuff.
So if you have a story that you want to tell on that kind of level, your pet peeve or just all nah, heck nah type stuff, then come on through. The number is 657-383-0967. Press number 1 if you want to get in on the queue. And also if you want to join us in the chat room, you can join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KNOWUREAMY. We do the show just about every day throughout the week. I think like Sunday might be the only day we might not do a show, but we do a show, you know, late night show because, you know, a lot of people get your daytime stuff, you know, take care of the kids, rushing from school, rushing from traffic, and maybe you might want to get it in before time. So this is like the wind down hour to get it off your chest hour and have some fun hour. So once again, if you want to check out our show, you got to go to www.blogtalkradio.com, make you an account. It only takes like 30 seconds, then you get reminders to the show. And from that point on, then you'll see what we're working with. You can see the past shows, the big ones, like when we had Sunny the Goddess on here or when we had some singers that were on here. And then also we've had people that have been publishers and upcoming people in the movie industry. So, you know, we do a lot of wild and crazy things, a lot of good publicity type stuff. If you know anybody that wants to get promoted on the show, all you have to do is give them my information, madlove79usa@yahoo.com. That's my email. Once again, that's madlove79usa@yahoo.com. And what I need from them is my bio clip, the 3 clips of their work, the contact information, and their pictures. And why do I need this? So I can make them a professional flyer, give them the questions that they need, and most of all, have them try to get paid because, you know, you got to get your feet started somewhere. You know, big-time people, they charge you like $5,000 and more to try to do some stuff. So, you know, just get you some people to hear you, see what you're working with, go on a few other shows, and then when you get somebody that wants to give you like a package deal to do something big, they can say, hey, you got your start here. So anyway, once again, welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty, and we're going to get into the show topic. Once again, it's called Pet Peeves and Just Downright Oh Heck Nah. Now, I know some people were talking about this from yesterday. How many people heard about the girl that had killed 3 people over some weaves? I was like, are you freaking kidding me? So you're telling me for some hair, you know, like people could just walk up into a store and get some hair. I mean, people can like hit the cash register and get the money. And you tell me this person killed some people over some hair. And not only just some people, she killed a man, a woman, and an unborn child. So, you know, her life is going to just totally be over. She ain't getting out till she hit like 50 with them want to get her for that. I mean, and then she had possession of a weapon. So it's like, who even gave her the weapons? And I was like, that's crazy. But I also saw this video earlier. This one's funny, but it's still jacked up. It was about a guy. He was trying to get a text message from this girl because, you know, he's trying to creep on this woman. So he turned over and looked at the picture, and it's like, hey, who's this? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm about to hit that. Then you turn around, you see in the back of his phone that it's this girl right behind him, and she's holding like a butcher knife talking about, I'll cut your stuff off if you try to cheat on me with them big titties. I was like, dang, that's jacked up. Dude looked like Biz Markie was rolling out of bed with this cute, sexy female with, you know, like the black little lace underwears and bra on him. I was like, dang, he got jacked up on that one. But anyway, let me bring on my co-host. She just came back on the line. Miss Tiffany, you're now on the air. Welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. How you doing?
Hey, hon. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm gravy and biscuits, gravy and biscuits. So do you have a pet peeve or a crazy story that might happen this week?
Not really. Pet peeves in general. I hate people that think they know it all. It's like they have tunnel vision. Anything you say is incorrect. Everything they say is right. And that's just some BS. Like, how can you even deal with yourself if you think you know every damn thing? If you think you know everything, you don't need to be living nowhere near me on this earth. You should have big paper. Ain't got a... I'm going to tone it down with the language. Ain't got a pot to piss in, but you know it all. I hate that.
You can always
that's like one of my biggest pet peeves. Sprinkle me, baby.
Oh, you in the golden shower? Never mind, I ain't going to say that. But,
you know what?
Hey,
either
you go. I'm just saying, you said sprinkle me. But my pet peeve is people that got bad breath or that don't wash their hands and touch everything else that other people have. Yeah, I mean, seriously. That's why I wonder, like, when people be doing, like, TV shows and movies, like, how do you stay around people so long? It's like, do they be totally fresh? Do they have to take a break and do certain things? Do you make sure, like, when they're doing a love scene, like, you know, like, you put something over your lips, or do they, like, make it look computerized, like they really didn't
kiss
each other?
But you know what? Like, with people that do makeup, I don't do makeup like that. I can do it. But, you know, with me doing hair, yes, I have a talent. But anyway, among others, you doing people's hair and stuff, you're constantly in their face. So, to me, you need to make sure you got some peppermint breath mints always on you at all times. Because you're talking to somebody, turn around, look at me, you're in their face. And it could be, yeah, I had an instance where I was doing someone's hair, and the girl, her breath wasn't so... And I kept trying to tell her to turn the other way, and then I'm trying to be courteous and polite. Hey, you want a peppermint? Hey, you want some gum? Like, I'm saying all types of stuff with flavor. And she told me, no, I'm okay. But her breath was really reeking. Like, it smelled like she hadn't brushed her teeth, her gums, her tongue in a week. It was nasty. Like, and I said, never again. I never did her hair again after that because I was like, I don't know if she got issues or she just forgot. But, no, like me in my purse, I carry a travel size deodorant. I got some toothpaste in it. I got my little mini toothbrush. Like, I carry stuff inside my purse just in case.
Well, I'm worse than you then because I know when I went to Philly and I saw somebody, I gave the girl some mouthwash. I didn't even give her no peppermint or no gum. I went straight to the mouthwash. She's like, seriously? I was like, yeah. And then she took the gum, she gargled it, and she spit it in the street. I was like, I don't play. If your breath is hot, I'm not going to do that. Your breath should not turn Listerine into water. You are not Jesus.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. And another thing is, like, when people ask for your honest opinion or they ask you a question and, you know, they shouldn't ask it, it's like it kind of sets you up. Because I remember this one female barber, she asked me, like, how low do you want your mustache? And she was standing right in front of my face. And, of course, she had a mustache, so it was looking like, I want to say I wanted mine like yours, but she looked like, dang, how the world are you supposed to say something? And then she evil-eyed me after that, just even in church, she was looking like, I can't stand you. I was like, dang.
Now, that is funny.
Now, you know what's even worse than that? When you see a female that's so flat, and when she walks beside her man, it looked like it's two dudes walking beside each other. I look like, yeah, how the chick, her butt was so flat when she tried to reach for her back pocket, she reached to the front pocket, yeah. I said, like, your butt should not look like it has Down syndrome.
No ass at all.
Yeah, like, the one female, she stood up in church, right, her thong reached to the middle of her back, and she was like a negative one. I was like, how your butt so flat that your thongs look like suspenders?
I'm going to fight you.
It's true.
Yes, we're getting a comedy act on tonight, people. So let's see, another pet peeve. You said hygiene. I said know-it-alls. Big talkers. There's a difference in the know-it-all and the big talker. You have people that they just loud talk you all the time or try to over talk you. That's not a good look. I hate it, and it's more so females don't do it. Females more so try to be the center of attention in a spotlight, trying to do something with everybody looking at them, but that type of stuff normally happens with males, or especially somebody with a little authority thinking they have big authority and ain't got nothing but a piece of paper with your name on it and training certificate type situation. Acting like you a police officer and you a damn Otis. But anyway, a training cop. But I don't like people like that. They go beyond their authorities and they big talkers. Like, come on now, don't come at me like that. Because trust and believe, I got to get the gab. I can come at you with some words.
True that, true that. Well, everybody, we about to go into overtime because we started like 10 minutes late. So if you want to get in on the topic once again, I've got to come onto the phone line because the chat room will start to lose sound and you have to catch everything on the archive. So the number is 657-383-0967. Once again, it's 657-383-0967. And now I'm going to put on some Throwdown with Eminem and Slaughterhouse on Deep, Dark, and Dirty.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of Slaughterhouse.
Strip to get tipped, those lips and those childbearing hips. I throw this dick on you, girl. I throw this dick on you, girl. Gonna make you feel me if I gotta shake this building till I make you feel drinks. Girl, this whole building is probably filled with little ding-a-lings, and I'm me. I throw this dick on you, girl. I throw this dick on you, girl.
They call me Nick Bonina, a.k.a. BKA. A player gotta keep a condom on cause we play safe. Hey, then I'm taking the condom off cause I keep they face. Then I turn off Joe to see cause they say baby wants you to stay but you can't stay. It ain't tricking if you getting it. If you ain't got that, you ain't balling, you mad. They call me Botox up in her man, cause I help them get rid of all those bags.
All those bags.
I throw this brick on you, girl. Then I drink up, what's your number? I'ma throw this stick on you, girl.
Hey, girl, clap that.
She's got it all, she got it all.
The strippers love me and I love them too. My bitch be like, what am I gonna do with you?
All I know is I got the things on her. She strips to get tipped. Those lips and those childbearing hips. I throw this dick on you, girl. I throw this dick on you, girl.
Gonna make you feel me if I gotta shake this building till I make you feel drinks. Girl, this whole building is probably filled with little ding-a-lings. And I'm me, I throw this dick on you, girl. I throw this dick on you, girl. I'm crooked, aka fuck your girl. Up in the sky, when it come down, say,
fuck the world.
These strippers are sprung. My middle initial is R for Richard, and my nickname's right on the tip of her tongue. The side of her mouth is dripping with
egg.
I'm drunk right now, stuck right now. Trying to figure out how to get four chicks to sit on one chair. Oh, yeah, turn the chair upside down.
Upside down?
I throw this grip on you, girl. Talking that handcuff, you ain't ever coming home, man. Finna trip on you, girl.
Hey, girl,
she's got it all. She got all the homies. She got it all. I don't really know how to describe it.
Baby, you got some incredible skills. I want brains, you want shoes. True love's always head over heels.
Cause she strips to get tipped. Those lips and those childbearing hips. I throw this dick on you, girl. I throw this dick on you, girl.
Gonna make you feel me if I gotta shake this building till I make you feel drinks. Girl, this whole building is probably filled with little ding-a-lings. But not me, I throw this dick on you, girl. I throw this dick on you, girl.
Everybody, once again, that was Eminem and Slaughterhouse singing, I throw this
Woo,
on you, girl.
Where the D's at?
Sometimes that's all a woman needs. You really think about it. She may be angry and frustrated and things not going right and yell at you. You just throw it on her one good time. She be like, oh, can I make you break
bitch? Preach. I'm telling you, it would be a lot less bitter females out here if some was to get that D thrown at them once in the blue.
Yeah, that's what I said. You need your vitamin D. And also, we have a caller on the line. Let me open up the mic and see if you want to talk. Call is 601. You're now on the air. Would you like to say something on tonight's topic?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I guess he was listening.
Okay.
All right.
Don't be scared.
All right. So, another thing I can't stand, these online schools. You ever have people, like, once they find out you start going to school, it's like they try to hit you up with, like, these little fake numbers? Earlier, I thought it was, like, maybe somebody that I have gave my number to a long time ago, right? Y'all said too far. So I said, oh, somebody in Maryland, so hook up. So I picked up. I said, hello, hey, what's up, who's this? They said, hey, did you say you were trying to continue your education? I was like, hold on, what time is it? I'm like, it's 8:28 at night. Who the world calls you at 8:28 at night and they try to ask you about some education?
Yo, I get them calls all the time. And the crazy thing is, I only talk to one person, and they must have gave my number out to numerous companies because I be getting emails, calls, and see, it ain't
that's
like back in the day. 5 years ago, you knew the numbers. It was a 1-800-188-1866-1877. Now, they done got slick. They calling you from area codes. It ain't a toll-free number no more. Like, I don't like that.
Right.
And then they'll call back. If you don't answer, they'll call back from a different number. Like, man, come on.
Yeah, because I was 8:28 at night, and then still, even when I called back, it was like 9:30. I'm thinking, like, you know, maybe it's a bribe, maybe it's, you know, like somebody I did some stuff for. Maybe it's like one of those people you about to have come on the show or something. And dude was all perky and crap. I said, like, okay. I said, no. That's exactly how I did it. I said, like, no.
Right.
Like, just forget that. If I ain't even give you the benefit of the doubt, it's like, that ain't going to work.
That's crazy. Let's see. What I hate, too, is now with the stuff with the internet, how people quick to say, oh, people thirsty this, thirsty that. Like, come on now. You feeding the thirst. You can say somebody thirsty, then people get all in their feelings and be salty as hell. And I be looking like, who the hell more salty right now? The ocean, a pretzel, or you? Because how you getting in your feelings about somebody you don't even know, number one? Number two, it's like people take things so personal when it's not. It's media, social, supposed to be social, but it becomes personal with people. Like, I don't have time for it. It ain't that serious, boo. This ain't my life. I have a life outside of Facebook. So, you reap what you sow. You put your shit out there. People comment and say what they want to say. That's how they know your business. Because I hate people that post online every 5-10 minutes. Oh, I'm about to get me a glass of lemonade. Oh, I'm about to hit the mall. Yeah, I'm doing some shopping. No, motherfucker, you doing some window shopping. Boy, ain't going there because you would have posted a pic of what you brought. And later on, oh, he getting on my nerves, he this, he that. Then next week, oh, me and my boo, my beta gal, he be looking like, been like 2-3 days ago, she said. I hate that. It's like you a media whore.
Yeah.
Yes, people, I said media whore.
Yeah, I mean, it is true, because, I mean, that's how sometimes people get set up. That's how people have lost their jobs because they post too much information. And you can't take a sick day and then turn around and you talking about, oh, I just went over to my friend's house and we popping bottles and then got the bottles up in the air and you supposed to be on bed rest or went to the emergency room, but yet you got a 40-ounce and it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, seriously?
Yes.
But you know, another thing I really hate, and this is a real big pet peeve for me, I never even thought about it till now. I hate customer service. Why do you always put me on the phone with a foreigner, but yet, you know, I'm trying to talk to a manager, and then they'll try to put you through that elevator meeting for like 1 or 2 minutes. They look like, oh, I'm hoping you're going to hang up, and then they come back and be like, oh, I'm glad you're still here. I thank you for your patience. You still didn't bring me the manager. And they be like, hold on for just one more second. You look like, shame. I thought
bring
you were going to hang
manager,
up by now.
Please. Some of them will tell you they can't get you to supervise a Comcast thing. Can I speak to a supervisor? Oh, he's not available right now. We'll have someone to call you back.
But see, at least
like,
you get somebody.
I get somebody clip.
That sound like they're from a third world country. They be sounding Pakistani or African. You be like, can you repeat yourself? Can I get somebody that
Well,
speak
you
English?
Know how I am. I ain't even going to go there, but you know, I don't play that. You don't do what I need you to do, or you can get out of pocket. I will threaten your ass. I don't care if you are a telemarketer, customer service, or representative. And you know, I will threaten you. I don't care.
Well, I know that's what happened with Amazon. They ripped me off. That's what happened with Amazon. They ripped me off. Yep, they had me talking about I bought one. Man, I mean, you could still call them, but it was a long, drawn-out thing. It was supposed to be a tablet for like $50, right? Now, when you sell something to somebody, usually you have the contract with it, right? But that's not what happened. They told me they went through a third-world distribution. So it's supposed to be something like worldwide distribution, and then they supposed to tell me to talk to a technician. They said, oh, well, the thing is, we can't refund you the money because you opened up the package. That's like, it was Christmas time. What was you expecting? So then even with me opening the package, they gave me a faulty daggone charger. I was like, so how am I supposed to use a tablet without being able to charge it up? And they said, oh, well, you need to talk to the technician so they can jumpstart it. So then when I talked to the technician, they said I had a claim out because I had set up a claim with Amazon. So then they said they couldn't do nothing because I did an A to Z claim. So I go back to Amazon, and the lady said, oh, yeah, we'll get you your money in 4 days. You'll have it on Monday because we can't do nothing over the weekend. I said, so you're going to give me the $49? She said, yeah, I'm going to give you the $49. Then when I called back on Amazon on Monday, then they turn around and say, oh, we never said nothing like that to you. We have in the email that you're supposed to talk to the third world party. I said, they told me because of the A to Z claim that they can't do nothing, so it's out of their hands. They said, well, they told us you have to talk to that person. I'm like, so how? I'm going to three different persons. It's the worldwide distribution, there's the technician, and then Amazon. I was like, they try to run that down. So they ran over $50.
Wow. Nah.
That's my pet peeve. And then my other one for customer service is when people try to tell you how to give a tip. You know, back in the day, it's like if a person put a tip on the table, it might be like 1-2, or maybe they'll tell you 10-15%. They now put it on your receipt just so you can know, like if you go to Outback Steakhouse or if you go to Longhorn or some of these other places, it's like, oh, yeah,
yeah,
it's $5.45,
$6. Some of them will add it to your receipt.
Yeah,
some
the classy places.
Receipt, but my thing is this. I'm not really for the tips or against the tips, but I also feel I'm going to tip you because of your service, how you treated me. Treating me towards my service. No, what I'm saying is this.
No. I'm going to tell you something after you tell me. I'm going to tell you why that didn't
okay,
work for me.
If you're not a friendly waitress, waiter, whatever you want to call it, and I got to keep calling you, reminding you, and you forgot my stuff here, today, I don't feel as though I should be tipping you anything extra. That's not my problem. Now, if you went out your way and you make sure I had and this, that, yeah, I'm going to look out and tip you extra because you really did good service for me. But if you don't, you got a stink attitude. This is not the type of job you need to have where you're interacting with people. That's how I feel.
But nah, let me tell you what happened, Seth. I got a 2-hour massage from the woman, right? And it already costed $110 just to get the massage. So I gave her $8. She's like, I give you service, you give me tip. This is how much it's supposed to be. It's 15. Let me write it down for you. She literally wrote down what her tip was supposed to be for me from getting the 2-hour massage.
What?
Right. I was already giving her like $8. She tried to be like, nah, this is supposed to be like, what was this supposed to be like 11 or like 11:50, something like that. And I said, like, what? So she told me what the tip was supposed to be. And she was adamant about it. She was going to leave that just until she got the tip. And then when I went back, I never went back to her again. And then when she did try to come back to me, she never asked me about a tip again. I was like, the management must have heard what it went down. Because I was like, how you going to tip somebody and they're going to tell you what they think their tip is supposed to be?
Maybe I
now
didn't
you see
like
if that happened at a restaurant. Look, now if that happened at a restaurant, people be like, okay, hold on. Next minute, everybody would have been walking out the back door, and then you'd be looking like you really going to come out your pocket now because now you got to pay for it out of your check.
Now, when it comes to restaurants and stuff, I have a problem. Like, I like to either hand the person the money or wait until they come get it. Because I don't trust people. People be looking, walking past, picking up money and stuff. And then, you know, you got some of them that claim they work together. When the first person only sets you down, the second person did all the work, but the first person to come scoop the money up. Like, I don't trust them. I don't.
Well, I know something funny that did happen at the restaurant, but this didn't have nothing to do with the waiter or waitress or the busboy or nobody like that. You know, it's almost like 50 tables up in Denny's. I don't know if you've been to Denny's off of Bennett Road, but why the young boy came from his table to my table said, could he use the ketchup? I was like, seriously, so it was like, what, 20 more tables open with ketchup? And you try to tell me you came over to my table because it was the closest?
Wow.
All right, I just shook my head and laughed. I was like, go ahead. And I ain't got no problem with it. It's just ketchup shit.
Crazy. Like, man, come on now.
Little tip, like I said, we started this show kind of late because of a little bit technical difficulty. So I want you to give everybody information before we go off air.
Hey, this is the hostess with the mostest. Tiffany, T-I-F-F-I-N-Y, Gladen, G-L-A-D-D-E-N. I will be hosting an event in Baltimore, Maryland on April the 29th. It's a card game night. We will have crabs, regular food, drinks, alcohol. Tickets will be $40. It's a spades, poker, bingo, uno, you name it, we playing it. So if you're interested, hit me up on Facebook, Tiffany Gladen. I'm out.
All right, y'all, and this was a great show. Tomorrow night we're going to have an audience topic, so if anybody have any topic you want to present on the show tomorrow night, hit Tiffany up or hit me up on my Facebook. It's Dre Smooth, and all I got to do is put in my email that I have for the interviewees. It's madlove79us@yahoo.com, spelled the regular way, madlove79us@yahoo.com. And tomorrow night we'll be doing the show at 11 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to seeing y'all. So have a blessed night. Take care, and we out.